Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Welcome to Soul Chat. I'm your host, Ebony Tatora. I'm your holistic mindset coach, teaching you everything about healing, mindset mastery, self-love, self-care, and all things beautiful. So welcome, welcome, welcome to this episode. Happy 2020, you guys. I have not talked to you in some time. Just want to wish you a happy 2020. It really started out with a bang. And I know for a lot of people, and we've all felt this in 2019, I think we thought 2019 was going to kill us. Well, 2020 is a whole nother beast. But, you know, you guys, if you listen to me enough, you know that I'm a huge advocate of what happens to you is for you. So with that being said, you know, I want you to step back and look at all the things you're going through, all the things that are testing you, all the things that are making you dig a little bit deeper than maybe you would have wanted to dig, but know that it's pulling something out of you. It's pulling something greater out of you, but you have to allow it. You have to lean in. You see, what's so funny is that so many people think because you rise and because you improve your life situation on any number of accords, that means you don't still struggle. The truth is, no person on God's green earth is immune to struggle. No one. There's different levels of it. There's different things that happen at different levels. But in the same breath, we all struggle with something. We all struggle with something. We all struggle to figure out why are we here. We all struggle with anxiety. We all struggle with distraction. We all struggle with, you know, calming our inner negative mind chatter. We all struggle with a lot of the same things. And just like they say, success leaves clues, God leaves clues. And there are always signs, and there are always people around you and people in the world that you can study, that you can look up to, that you can, you know, look at what their habits look like and understand that at the end of the day, one of the greatest things that I have learned, just even in my own journey building this brand, is that we forget that confidence is earned. Okay, confidence is not just something that some people have. Confidence is something that comes out of, it's a product of consistency. It's a product of doing what you said you would do, right? To yourself. Holding that accountability to yourself. Many years ago, I read the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I hope I got that name right. The Four Agreements. You can look it up on Amazon. And I happened to pick it up again within the past 2 years, and I began implementing it into my group coaching program. I already have a program that I've built, and one of the things I'm teaching people is how to calm negative chatter, how to look at your triggers, work through your triggers, look at, you know, the ways in which your childhood affected your today. Because if you can't figure that out, you'll keep repeating these same lessons, and your knowledge and your smarts can only get you so far, right? Sometimes you have to take a step back, you have to step into your spiritual self, and you have to ask yourself, why am I repeating this pain? Why am I repeating these lessons? So I began implementing the four agreements into this training because one of the things it teaches us is to always be impeccable with your word, right? And one of the things, especially with some of these agreements, the four agreements, is that it's easy for us to keep our word for other people a lot of times, but then we fall short in keeping that word for ourselves. So as we head into this new year, and as we set goals, set intentions, right? We're trying to meditate our way into peace, meditate our way into, you know, higher consciousness, whatever habits you're developing or trying to form, right? And I know you guys are feeling a lot of resistance, and I just want to remind you, that doesn't mean you need to give up. That doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. That doesn't mean, you know, you have to stop. Resistance is going to show up because it's something that you're not used to doing. If you start today training for a marathon, you're going to feel so much resistance in your body simply because your body's not used to doing it. But that doesn't mean you give up. You have to learn how to push through. You have to learn that everybody struggles. And if you really, really want to be great, and if you really, really want to change the circumstances of your life, you have to take a step back and commit on such a grand level and really understand why you're committing. Not just for the people that need you, because when you show up, you inspire other people, because that's just the way the world works. But you need you. You need to be dedicated to you. You need to be confident enough to claim what is yours. The shifts that we go through in life, the struggles, they're simply here to help you evolve. And if you aren't challenging yourself, if you aren't putting yourself in rooms and places around people and doing things that actually make you uncomfortable, you'll never challenge yourself enough to see actually what you're capable of. Because the truth is, a lot of us are going to fail. And until we have a mindset of understanding that, you know, failure is not final. And one great coach that I worked with said, failure is feedback, right? Failure is feedback. What not to do, how to move next time, how to work with people who align with you, how to trust your gut, how to be more confident, how to say no, how to say yes, how to write that contract. So many people come to me and they want to work with me and they say, Ebony, I don't know where to get started. I don't know where to start. I don't know why I feel this way. You know, or I'll ask them a question and they always start with, I don't know. The truth is, until you accept the fact that you really do know, you've just practiced doubt. You really do know. You've just practiced insecurity too much. So my tips for you today, or trust yourself a little bit more. When you get those inklings, when you get those signs to go somewhere, to do something, to call someone, take it. Listen. When you feel like you're struggling to the point of you just want to break and curl up in a ball, push through. Put on some music that'll get you through. I'm not talking about the sad music for the sad moments. I'm talking about the uplifting music in the sad moments. I'm talking about dancing when you don't feel like it. I'm talking about smiling. Because there's always a reason to smile. And until we've shifted our mindset to embrace that more than complaining about our problems, complaining with others about our problems, hanging around people who aren't going anywhere fast, allowing ourselves to block our blessings, we're not going to be able to really change our lives in the way that we desire. And I always tell people, life is simple, and this is an acronym. Small intentions multiply the possibilities of life every day. If you're working towards a goal every single day, if you're working towards a thing every single day, and yeah, you have some days you'll forget. Yeah, in the beginning, you'll have some days you don't want to. But if you become of mind to push through, especially when you don't feel like it, you're a champion. So, Queen, get up, put your crown on, keep it simple, and remember that you were built for this life. God planted a seed inside of you that needs to be nurtured, watered, and until you push through and get really uncomfortable by facing your fears, by facing the people, places, and things that are holding you back, the mindset that you have that's holding you back because you believe you can't. Face it so you can fly. I'm your host, Ebony Tatora, and thank you so much for turning into Soul Chat. If you guys love these episodes, please make sure you're sharing them with your friends because sharing is caring and there's no need to be selfish. Make sure you leave a review. And have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning into Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.